hey, dog, I can't believe niggas thought I was going, but man, hey, it happens, you know what I'm saying? He's in a better place now. You know what I'm saying? We're going this one. And yo, Modest Media ride, man, finally on camera, you know what I'm saying? Just pay my homage to Nate, dog, man. Peace.
Gonna miss you, Nate, man. RIP. Dead in Hip Hop, I want to shout you out, man. RIP, we love you, man. Respect you.
Rest in peace, big homie Nate. Like Game said, all dogs go to heaven.
Gonna miss you, ain't gonna be nobody like you.
Today on Dead End Hip Hop, be straight from the beat, bring you the latest on the Hip Hop Minute, and of course the infamous Dead End Hip Hop Conversation. Keep it locked. Hip-Hop Minute.
What's up? This beat coming at you with the Hip-Hop Minute. First and foremost, I would like to give a moment in silence and rest in peace to Big Dog Nate Dog. Now back to business. First, we got the official release date for Lil Wayne Carter 4, May 16th. Check that out. Also, we got Maybach Music Supergroup. I think this is like the era of supergroups now, because we got Rick Ross, Wale, and Meek Mill coming out with a joint album, coming out May 24th. Also, Lupe said he's halfway finished with Food and Liquor too. After Lasers, I mean, we went on Lasers, so now you gotta expect for Food and Liquor too to be nice. Hopefully, corporate won't take that over. We got Pharrell Monch album, War, coming out March 22nd, Tuesday. And please, if you have not checked out our previous webisodes, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/deadendhiphop. Also, if you want to be a fan of our Facebook page, check out our Dead End Hip Hop Facebook page too. And follow us on Twitter, because we keep conversations on Twitter all day long. Keep it locked. Dead End Hip Hop.
I'm not saying that, oh my God, they just put out a rock. I'm not saying Jim Jones is going to go put out a rock album. I'm not saying Dipset's going to go put out a rock album. What I'm saying is you're going to hear it more often. Like a track here, track there, feature here, feature there. More often. That's all I'm saying.
But you said it's the future of hip-hop. You said that's where you see hip-hop going. No, but,
so you're saying like Jay-Z going to have an album, like a track with Ozzy Osbourne or something in the future?
No, because Jay-Z already went that route with the whole Linkin Park thing.
That was like the black album. He like, didn't even get the black album?
No, it was separate.
Album?
It was a separate album that they put out together. It was him and they got together. If you look at all of the people that was doing that
black album versus though?
Huh?
When he spitting black album versus over Linkin Park's like...
It wasn't just black album. It was a whole bunch of songs.
Different
like,
songs.
Like, nigga, one nigga who...
Like, I think it would be cool songs. If he did, like, just new songs, just over their sound. Like, over the Linkin Park sound.
Right, but there's always been that infusion. Now, whether it's been successful,
Busta Rhymes did it.
Run DMC did it. Busta did a track with Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah,
it's always been around, but has it...
It's evolving.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it's going to catch on more.
No way. How? Why? Why? If it's already been a staple.
Because you're talking about your generation.
Run DMC. Okay, Jay-Z's is not your generation?
It's my generation, but it's not my brother's generation. My brother's generation is Lil Wayne and stuff.
So what you're saying is that from every generation, rock and hip-hop has always been a part of hip-hop or merged together. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. Beastie Boys, and then they switched up. They're doing... Electronica now and all kind of other
I'm
stuff.
I'm just saying
now.
Because I have a younger brother, I see what they listen to, man. And I know that they like that shit. That's what I'm saying. I just think that
they think Rebirth is a classic, don't they?
I know some of my brother's friends, they say they like it, some don't. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how do you feel about it?
I don't think hip hop artists should put out full rock albums.
It was a hip hop failure.
It failed.
Personally, I think that being on a track featured here and there is cool. Having a track or two on your album is cool. On a mixtape, that's cool. But don't, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not like you have country artists trying to do hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's cool to pay homage and try to infuse. And I like that. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's where, people should venture. When I say growth, try new shit. It might not work. But try it. That doesn't mean just keep yourself in the box.
But you don't think that's the problem with hip hop, though?
No.
You
think sometimes, like, auto-tune.
When people think out of the box, they kind of mess it up.
Everybody want to jump on the bandwagon.
But you can't do anything in excess is bad for you. You can drink, it's legal, but you drink too much, you're going to fuck up, right? Something's going to happen. You're going to fuck your body up, you're going to do something. So all I'm saying is don't do too much of it. Because not everybody could be on a track like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Know your range. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, when Jay came out with DOA, right? Kanye still used it. Lil Wayne still used it. T-Pain still used it.
Because they knew how to use it.
Exactly. That's the point. If you're trying to do this, you know when you're in the booth and when you hear the producer replaying that shit for you, it don't sound right. Don't use it. It's common sense. Just because, you know, like Ross Brown, he came out with like two features and got dropped off his label. Why? Because his shit sucks.
Yeah. When he doing that auto tune, like auto tune.
Yeah, he was doing the auto tune.
Like he ran that to the ground. Like he ran to the ground. Yeah, you're not.
And at the end of the day, even though T-Pain uses that auto tune shit, man, he switched off the chain.
So Travis Barker, from what I've seen, is accepted in hip hop. Would you all agree?
Yeah, I think he gets paid a lot of respect. I think a lot of, you know, artists respect him for doing what he does.
Because most of the time when there is a remix and they want a rock remix, they go to Travis Barker.
Yeah, I guess you can say
and he turns it out.
He's respected in the hip hop culture. You can say that.
So why Travis Barker? Why would you go to Travis Barker to get that rock sound? And what are you looking to do with that rock sound? Are you trying to cross over? Because we talked about this earlier. Are you trying to create what we call, I guess what we're going to call crossover rap? Like you trying to enter into another market? Because that's how Travis Barker will be successful. Because he's marketing to a whole different audience. He's not really marketing this to hip-hop fans, even though the hip-hop fans will latch on because it has hip-hop artists on it. But we already know, dude has his fans with his work with Blink 182.
Yeah, that's true.
People are going to buy it. What's the hip-hop artist's angle in pursuing Travis Barker?
Hip-hop is all reputation. You're saying, what are you saying? What street credentials do you have? So at the end of the day, you know, if you're an established artist, even though you have your own fan base and stuff, that doesn't mean put it out just because.
Because I'm that artist, because I'm that statue.
Lil Wayne, for example. I think it was a good idea,
but it was just bad execution.
Yeah, it just did it.
You know what I'm saying?
You think that was a good idea for Wayne to do that?
I think Wayne, because Wayne is that far out there, he can do that.
He did it.
I know.
It didn't work.
All right, it didn't work, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was a bad idea. It was just poor execution, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because some of that shit just didn't sound right. It just didn't sound right. Because it's like, what do you talk about? See, because Wayne talks about, like, one thing, heaven. But when you get on a rock, you know, it's like, you can't talk that.
You got to bring a different vibe to the record,
you got
to
bring a different vibe.
You got to bring a different vibe.
And he did on a couple tracks. A couple tracks was pretty cool.
I think the one he had with Nicki Minaj.
That was hot.
I did like that one.
Pretty cool, yeah. You know, but it's like, I think for certain artists, you know, it'd be hard to make an album like that. And I think, that's what I said, I think the idea was there. I don't think the execution was. You know, but not every artist can do that. I think it's very few. Very, very few that you know, that I would even entertain the idea of making a whole rock album.
All right, B. So, let me tell you what he said. Okay. So, Pharoah Monch, his album drops today. Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, he said, and I was like, yo, we're producing the show. And I'm like, yo, we need to, you know, talk about this Pharoah Monch. He was like, nah, man, nobody really want to hear that. He said, that's that classic hip-hop sound, which nobody wants to hear anymore. Where he's saying Travis Barker, which is why he wanted to stay with Travis Barker. He's like, nah, Travis Barker is where hip-hop is going.
Like, it's new, that's where it's
right,
at.
It's new. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm like, there's no way in hell that nobody wants to hear Pharoah Monch.
I think I kind of agree
because we, like we was talking about earlier, it's just... This is the time of day we in hip hop right now. Of course, the hip hop heads like myself, I'ma check in on the Pharoah Monch album quick, way before I check in for the Travis Barker. That's just because I'm a hip hop head, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I think people are not checking in for that Pharoah Monch. Like they're gonna be like, who is that? Yeah.
You don't think that's a problem?
Yeah, I think that's a problem.
You really think that's a problem?
Yes, absolutely. Why not? Because when I listen to the Pharoah Monch album and I listen to the whole thing. The rhymes are there. We already know. But I don't hear a single. That's a problem to me. The fact that this guy that had a single years ago.
Can't he produce a single now?
Can't put one out now.
And the album is
because
nice.
Because of Travis Barker.
And the album is nice, though. The album is nice.
So people want to hear Travis Barker.
So wait, hold on. So you saying that Pharrell Munch can't create a single because of Travis Barker? So what are you saying?
I'm saying that because of Travis Barker, or not necessarily
because
maybe
of,
him.
Because of corporate. Because of corporate, that's why we won't have.
What I'm saying is, wait.
You're saying that you listen to the whole album.
Yes.
And you don't think that there's a single on there.
I think there may be one. But when I listen to it, whose fault is that?
Is that Pharrell Munch or is that Travis Barker or is that corporate?
That's corporate. And that's Travis Barker. Why? Because they have altered the sound of the radio.
Exactly.
They have altered it, man. And the fact that you have to look and create a certain sound. Lupe is a prime example of that. A prime example.
There's no way in hell Pharrell Munch should not. He was number one. He was number one in record sales.
Number one.
Record sales, man. And Raekwon sold 30,000.
You know what's going to happen.
And that was a way better album than
Lupe. You know what's going to happen. Other artists will do it.
Man, I just think that there is a problem. There's a problem in this whole industry.
What's the problem?
The problem is that I think we just have a lot of fake hip-hop fans. You know what I'm saying? Because those are the guys that are not supporting, you know, this music. You know, they support it in dissing the tracks that are on the radio or the tracks that do get airplay. But when it comes to the dollars, man, they're not supporting it. But
right,
because Travis Barker will end up selling more than Pharrell Munch because it's a different audience, a different target.
And who's pushing that?
That will spin.
Who's pushing that audience? Say it.
All right, so you're saying corporate is pushing Travis Barker. You don't think that that's just going to go wherever it goes because it's this? Like, it's a mixing pot. It's going to go like that, man. Because it is what it is. You can't just say that because of corporate, it's marketed to everybody. No, it's marketed to everybody because it's fucking Travis Barker, and you got Busta Rhymes, you got Twista, you got Lil Jon. Like,
and we can't market Pharrell Munch to everybody?
No.
And you don't think that's a problem?
That's a problem.
You don't think that's a problem?
No.
He didn't say it.
Hold on, no. I don't think that's a problem because Pharrell Munch is only hip-hop. You got Travis Barker, Blink-182 drum man.
Travis Barker, who's jumping in our culture, stealing our dollars. That's not a problem.
You sound racist. You sound racist. Damn, no, that's not a problem. Because
come on, man.
So you don't think that it's a problem? So the argument reversed. You don't think it's a problem with hip hop artists going into rock?
Yeah, I think it's a problem.
Why?
Because, man, I think you lose the essence of what you're doing, of what the culture is. The culture never came out to be rock.
Listen, hold on. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Beastie Boys, that was like 85, man, and people was digging it. When Run DMC did that joint, everybody...
And what happened to Beastie Boys? Where are they now? They're doing rock. They came in, they made a name in hip-hop, and then they left.
They're gone. But License to Ill was kind of
I'm not
like,
saying the album wasn't crazy because I had it. I had the cassette.
Okay,
what I'm saying is that they came in, they did what they needed to do. Hey, not saying that they didn't love hip-hop. They did. That sound merged together. Rum DMC, they did the same thing, right? But what I'm saying is that they're gone, man. It took them over the hill, right?
Where did it take them? Name me one hip-hop artist that's relevant today since 1985. One.
LL Cool J.
Come on.
Relevant?
He playing.